This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Hey, this is Mel B and you're with Leo. Why aren't you here with me on Joy 94.9?
I told you, Mel, I wasn't there with you. Anyway, you're on the Friday morning show with Leo on Australia's only gay lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9. Midsummer is in full swing. So many fabulous events to check out this year. My next guest has had over 20 years experience as a performer and writer in theatre, film and television, and also very qualified in laundry, I here. Welcome to Joy, Nigel Sutton.
Thank you for having me.
Not a worry at all. Now, great to have you in the studios. Now, Midsummer showcases a lot of new talent, but also people have been in the industry a long time, like yourself. How did you get started in the industry, and do you have any highlights or special moments over the years?
How did I get in? I was one of those annoying kids at primary school, etc., who would always write the school plays, dress up whenever I possibly could, put on... I remember getting chalk and scraping the chalk down into powder, then adding water to that, and then painting my face like Kiss makeup, and then pretending to be the Kiss band when I was in primary school. So I was one of those destined. My teachers went to my parents and said, "He's destined to work in theatre. You better do something about it
quickly,
quickly, hurry up. He's obnoxious, but get him to do something." So I kind of always wanted to be a part of the performing arts, and so from a really early age I started. And then as soon as I could, I went off to acting school. I trained at Nepean in the western suburbs of Sydney. And then started my career. But I, working in stage, etc., like most actors do, I actually fell into a very particular area when I was working as an actor in London, which was actually as a performer in a museum.
Yeah, I read that in your bio.
Yeah, it was an extraordinary experience. You had to improvise and spend 2 hours a day as a character and actually do performances for the public that interpreted the exhibits inside the museum. The museum was the Museum of the Moving Image, which was all about film and television and the advent of that, which was really exciting. And it started a whole career for me working as an improviser and also working and developing performances for museums.
Now, I understand that you also had a hand in some cultural events in Canberra, I hear.
I've done in Canberra and in Sydney as well.
The
character for the show that I'm doing for Midsummer was actually developed for the Sydney Design Festival for the Powerhouse Museum in Sydney, and he used to actually run special tours for the public and take them through all the gallery spaces and talk about design, but in a really fun and let's say flamboyant way, because Crispin is very fantastic.
Oh, we love that. Now, also, reading your bio, you've also moved into a lot of corporate education and facilitation. What made you move into that area?
Look, that was kind of by default. Working in improvisation, I worked with Theatre Sports in Sydney for many, many years, and they have a corporate arm, and they would start to get us to come in and work with corporations to teach them how to take risks and how to improvise, how to loosen up, etc. And it sort of started from there and built and built and built until eventually I would be hired by companies to write and design entire launches for products, but in a fun and theatrical way. One of the weirdest events I ever had to do.
Oh, do
and
tell
I
us.
Hope it's not too early in the morning
no,
to talk about
fine.
This. Can I say vagina on
you
radio?
You can say that. You can say vagina, whatever you like.
This was the straight, because people often say, what's the weirdest job you've ever done?
Mm.
And this was for a particular product for ladies who are in their senior years, who may be feeling a bit of having some dryness.
Right.
And so it was for a particular lubrication product for ladies.
Mm-hmm.
And I played a nun who had this particular problem.
Oh, dear.
In a massive launch. It was fun and it was funny, but it was such an unusual thing to have to do. And I think that's kind of, if I was going to say, what's the weirdest thing you've ever had to play as an actor, that would have to be a nun with a dry vagina.
But basically, at least people would remember you.
They were. People still point me out on the street.
You're the one. Anyway, my special guest this morning on the Friday morning show is Nigel Sutton. Stick around, Nigel. Plenty more to talk about, including your new show, The Full Load, that's coming out next on Joy. You're on the Friday morning show with Leo on Australia's only gay lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9. And my special guest this morning is performer Nigel Sutton. Welcome back, Nigel.
Hello.
Off guard then, talking away.
We were chatting away.
Chatting away, as you do. Now, talking of chatting, let's talk about laundry.
Oh, laundromat.
Because your midsummer show, The Full Load, is all set in a laundromat in Altona. Where on earth did you get inspiration for this show?
Well, look, the show originally was part of the Melbourne Fringe Festival in 2011, and we actually did the show in a laundromat in Altona. I know, look at the surprise face. It was fantastic. It was lots of fun. Look, Crispin Kay, the character I had developed years before, and I really wanted to reuse this character in a new setting. And I thought, imagine if this character who loved fashion and loved design and loved the world had never actually been anywhere except a laundromat, and his whole life was spent inside a laundromat. Mm. How would he discover the world? And then the idea came that he would actually wear his customers' clothes and imagine their lives, and then tell this, like, imagine stories and imagine the world through his customers' clothes. And that's kind of the concept of the show, in a sense.
Now, you originally performed the show at Melbourne Fringe Festival back in 2011. Now, did you make any changes for this version at Midsummer?
It is changing slightly because now it's at the Butterfly Club. So it's the original show was inside a laundromat. So now we're recreating the idea of a laundromat on stage. But the Butterfly Club is a very intimate space, and it's not too difficult to create that atmosphere. So, but there are some theatrical stages changes. So there's a little bit more theatre in it, if you like.
Your character, Crispin Kay, is a bit of a fashionista.
Yes.
He loves his work. What was the process, I guess, in developing the character? Did you do it over time, or was it a gradual thing, or you just, okay, this is how it's going to be? It's all kind of...
A really interesting question. The original concept of the character to take public tours and introduce people to design, we asked a lot of people what they thought designers were like, and they said, oh, they're kind of a little bit wanky and up themselves, and they had all these really kind of interesting descriptions of what they thought high-end designers were. And so we thought, well, let's take all those descriptions, let's make a character who's all of those things, but he's really accessible and lovable and change people's minds about design. So that was the idea behind it. The other is, of course, that, you know, as a gay man, I have my fun campsite, and I really wanted to explore that side of me as a character and see how that sits within me. And I really enjoy it. I kind of let loose and have lots and lots of fun.
Now, the good thing for the audience is there's plenty of audience interaction during the show. Do you recall any really outrageous moments with a member of the audience?
Look, there was strange. Look, this was really, things always take you by surprise in any show that you do. And there's a lot of participation in this show, but it's gentle participation. So no one's forced to do anything. It's about people enjoying themselves. But when I did the original show, I was putting things in. I had several washing machines in the laundromat, and I was placing things in. And there was a rule that Crispin has, because he's very strict about his rules. one of the audience members leapt up in the middle of the show and said, "No!" And the whole audience just stopped, and everyone was like, "And she," because I'd put a coloured piece of clothing in the white washing machine. And she'd taken it very, very seriously because I'd said there was a rule about how you separated the colours from the whites, and this machine was only ever used for washing the white clothes, and I'd accidentally thrown something in, and she'd taken it very, very seriously. So that took everyone's by surprise.
Oh, dear. The show sounds absolutely hilarious. The Full Load, starring Nigel Sutton, is playing at the Butterfly Club starting on Wednesday the 22nd of January, right through until Australia Day on the 26th of January. To book tickets, head on to midsummer.org.au. Thank you for coming in, Nigel.
My pleasure.
It's going to be a really, really fun show, and good luck for the season, and may I hope Crispin behaves himself during the season.
I hope so too, because remember, he always says, "Your stain is my gain."
Right, we love that.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.